Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Second hour of Clay and Buck kicks off now, and we had mentioned this to you. It's a branch of the Lawfare campaign against Trump, and doesn't touch on Trump himself, so it's going to get a lot less attention in the media. But I think it is important because, once again, it's not just the individual involved. It's not even just the principal. It's the message that is sent as a result of the actions being taken to everybody else, in this case, in the legal profession. So Clay, John Eastman was one of the lawyers who was involved with the Trump November 2020 election dispute. He is a constitutional law scholar who had clerked for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. And Clay can confirm for everybody that clerking for Supreme Court justice in the legal community is a pretty big deal. It's usually a good indicator of your skill, at least your academic skill and knowledge of the law. He also was one of the architects of the pro-Trump electors approach, one of the architects of it, in the November 2020 election. Now, a court in California, a judge in California, and I've got the decision here in front of me. State Bar Court. Wait, so it's a State Bar Court. There you go. Of California, has found that Eastman should be disbarred, no longer able to practice law because of the opinions that he took and the advice that he gave to Donald Trump about the 2020 election. There are a number of things in here, Clay, they get into some specifics, but they say, for example, Eastman, and remember, these are not criminal charges. These are professional conduct charges. So it's a little different, but he's charged with one count of failing to support the Constitution, two counts of seeking to mislead a court, two counts of moral turpitude, which, you know, that's pretty broad. And I would just say, so you are a lawyer. Who doesn't, he didn't break, you know, well, I should say he is one of the 18 that is charged in Atlanta, but there's been no proof that he has broken any laws. There's the allegation of law breaking in Atlanta, which, as we all know, is the Fannie Willis case, which is an absurdity and the whole thing is trash. But just put that aside for a second. We're seeing lawyers and judges deciding to unilaterally remove Donald Trump from state ballots for a presidential election and get slammed 9-0 by the Supreme Court. Why is it that they can make absolutely on their face absurd, totalitarian, unconstitutional claims when it comes to hurting Donald Trump. But if you're a lawyer who has a theory that would advance Trump in some capacity, not only will you face criminal charges, perhaps, but they'll destroy your ability to ever make a living as a lawyer again.
Yeah, this is something I've been arguing for years now. Criminalizing a legal theory is a really, really bad idea. And the argument that I've been making, and I think people really kind of understand this, is the law advances based on arguments. And this is why I always say, read the opinions from the Supreme Court before you comment on them. Because oftentimes the entire purpose of opinions is to file a dissent and try to move the court in your direction over time. And so I have been on this, Buck, if you'll remember, mm-hmm. in particular surrounding January 6th.
Well, I think as a lawyer, it particularly bothers you.
It fires me up. It fires me up because the argument that was made on January 6th, I believe, was a legitimate legal argument that Mike Pence, as the vice president in charge of receiving those electoral votes, there was an argument to be made that he had something other than a ceremonial role and that he could reject the electoral votes and that there would then be a procedure in place in response to that. It is a minority view. And everybody who made that argument understood that it was a minority view. It likely would have been struck down by the Supreme Court. I'm not sure that it would have been struck down 9-0, like taking Trump off the ballot was. But the fact that they changed the law to specifically reference what the role of the vice president was, to me, made it quite clear that there was a legal uncertainty surrounding that role on January 6th. So I don't understand how, if there is a legal uncertainty, it's the job of lawyers to advance the law. And lawyers will say, hey, I don't know that this is a winning argument. It's why often, if you've ever had a lawyer represent you, lawyers will often plead opposites in a case. They'll say, we believe that we are right because of this. But in the alternative, if you don't buy this argument, we believe that we're right because of this. And then you lay out another argument. The job of lawyers is to make arguments. The job of judges is to decide whether or not they agree with those arguments. Juries decide facts. Judges decide law. And so as soon as you are criminalizing legal theories, and if you're not criminalizing it, taking away people's law license for it, to your point, you lose 9-0 before the Supreme Court. It wasn't that hard of a case. But that doesn't mean that the lawyer who made the argument should be in any way disbarred or unable. And by the way, it's usually pretty hard to disbar people.
And it's also frightening when you start to dig into it. You find very quickly that the State Bar Association, American Bar Association, a lot of these lawyer entities, if you will, these sort of lawyer organizations are pretty radically left-wing now. I mean, this has become really standard. They have been infiltrated by ideologues the same way that college campuses have and you know, a whole range of different professional associations have. And so, you know, you can see that they can become weaponized in this way. Imagine if you're a lawyer now, are you going to take on a Trump-related issue? Are you going to deal with that possibility that you will be also subject to this? I think people recognize it's going to have really big chilling effects on what kind of lawyers you can count on.
And where you're barred. That's the other thing that matters. Like, I am right now an attorney licensed in the state of Tennessee, and believe it or not, the United States Virgin Islands. I passed bar exams back-to-back years, way back in like 2004, 2005. I'm not really worried about ever needing to practice law again. I'm still a licensed attorney. But I'm not worried about what people are going to try to do to me in Tennessee, because Tennessee is a red state, and I think people would protect me. But if I were in D.C. or if I were in New York, what happened to Rudy Giuliani? What happened to Donald Trump with charges being brought? I'd be way more nervous
about somebody deciding to focus on me in the State Bar Association if I were in a left-wing jurisdiction. And anybody can make complaints about legal-related matters inside of jurisdictions, but I don't think it's coincidental that left-wing bar associations are going after people they have political disagreements with. And here's another example of there not being a symmetry in place. Here's a question for you, and I don't know the answer. Some of you out there listening may. Has any red state bar association gone after any left-wing lawyer to try to disbar them for a legal argument? I haven't ever seen it happen.
No, and in fact, what you can assume will happen is that the legal system will protect lawyers even if they commit felonies, as long as it is anti-Trump in nature. I mean, the example of this that comes to mind is the lawyer for the government who fabricated. I mean, I just can't imagine knowing the law and knowing the penalties for this kind of thing. He fabricated some of the information in a FISA warrant. So this is a lawyer who goes, you know what? Because I really want to get this guy because he's associated with Trump, I'm going to change what I'm saying under penalty of perjury in this, basically sworn statement about the basis for a secret spying operation on an American citizen. He did that. And remember, they brought charges against him and jury wouldn't convict him.
Yeah.
You look at this and you say, well, isn't that just an outrage to the system as well? I mean, it even goes beyond the violation of Trump. And in that case, I believe it was Carter Page's, civil rights, but it's really about, you can't have lawyers for the government who are lying about evidence. Well, if it's anti-Trump, you can lie about evidence. No big deal.
And this is why one solution, and I would encourage Republicans to try to pass this bill, particularly if Republicans take back the Senate and maintain control of the House and Donald Trump is the president. Democrats have recognized that they have rigged basically forums, Washington, D.C., now New York, but let's focus on Washington, D.C. in particular. I think if federal charges are brought against you in Washington, D.C., you should be able to relocate those charges to wherever your home jurisdiction is. I think that would take a lot of the power away from left-wing activist prosecutors.
And can actually, I'm sorry, just the guy I'm talking about, I want to make sure I get this specific here. This is back in 2021, was Kevin Kleinsmith. He admitted to doctoring an email to authorize a wiretap on a Trump campaign aide. A pretty big deal, you would think, right? So he pleaded guilty because he did it and they had him red-handed. And you know what the judge sentenced him to? Take a guess. Probation.
Yeah.
Probation. You're a judge in D.C. You have a lawyer who is lying to get spying on a U.S. citizen, and because he is tied to a president that you don't like, and the judge goes, yeah, probation. Probationary sentence is appropriate, and therefore I will impose it, the judge said. Do you think that if this was, given what we've seen with the J6 individuals, J6 defendants, Clay, you think that if they did this, if a Trump, and look at Eastman, you think if Eastman had fabricated evidence, pleaded guilty to it to get a spying warrant using, top secret collection methods against a Joe Biden aide, do you think the judge in D.C. would have given him probation?
No, of course not.
This is what I mean. It's so very obvious. And I don't say this because we're not going to shame them with their hypocrites, because of course they're hypocrites. But we need to know how they're playing the game so we understand what level of response is necessary.
Just file this away. If Trump wins in November, all of these Democrats who spent years telling you about direct threats to democracy, I bet 100 of them will vote not to validate the election.
Oh, yeah.
They will deny the legitimacy of Trump's ability to take office in 2025, in January of 2025, and whatever we are now, 10 months from there. all these people who claim that they cared so much about the sanctity of democracy are suddenly going to refuse to validate Trump's victory if it happens.
Look at how much they use the term election denier now as a term of scorn. We talked about this yesterday. The original 2016 election deniers are the Hillary Clinton Democrats.
And they were all rewarded for it.
Yes, and they tried to use the government in a different... They just tried a coup using the FBI and the CIA, but that's a way you could actually... You know, if you can use the government to lock somebody up and destroy them, that's another way to do a coup. Marching around and taking selfies and breaking some windows is not actually going to remove anybody from power.
No doubt. Let me go ahead and give you one more time Prize Picks. Guys are getting you hooked up for the Sweet 16 tonight. I'm going to be watching all four of these games. I bet a lot of you are. Brackets under assault early. Not a lot of upsets, though. I bet your brackets actually look somewhat decent, unless, sorry, Kentucky fans. Sorry, Auburn fans. They were among the teams that you picked. Here are four different players that are going to hit and give us a 10-to-1 payout. Chase Hunter, more than 14.5 points. Caleb Love, more than 18.5 points. Mark Sears, over 31 points, rebounds, and assists. Armando Bacot, more than 16.5. It's up. They just tweeted this out. You can go check it out. Get $100. No risks attached to it at all. You have $100, they'll give you $100 back. You can't lose anything there. 10-to-1 payout if our four hit here. PrizePicks.com. Use my name, Clay. You can do it in Georgia. You can do it in California. You can do it in Texas. PrizePicks.com. My name, Clay.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Voices of sanity in an insane world.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. There is this crazy idea out there that this... I know we talked about the Ronna McDaniel case, Buck, and what exactly is going to go on. It appears she's going to get paid $600,000 for one interview. But
I would just want to offer myself up for all the stuff I say about yes. NBC and how no Republican should go on. If they want to pay me $600,000 for one interview, I'll go on NBC. I'll do one.
So I don't know how they come back from this. There's been some people say, hey, I wouldn't do an interview with NBC News and Republicans should boycott. What's the play here? Because on the one hand, you're not going to get a fair shake. And my general position on interviews would be, if it's not going to be live, then I want to record the whole thing because I don't trust you to share an adequate reflection of what our conversation was. But should there be any consequence at all for NBC? Do you think, for instance, Donald Trump should not do an NBC interview because of the Ronna McDaniel thing? You may not think he should do an NBC interview, period. Like, is there any long-range consequence here, I guess, is the question.
Because I think
she's
going to
get her money.
Republicans have started to wake up a little bit more to this in recent years, where they understand that, for example, having openly hostile news networks host Republican debates is just masochism. I mean, it's just absurd, inexcusable. And I think we're at a point now where, as a Republican, certainly in elected office, you should just say that under the current leadership at NBC News, I'm not interested in going and speak. There are so many other ways. You don't have to do this. You don't have to get your message out through any of those channels. So they don't have the monopoly they used to on public discourse. I mean, when I say used to, I mean even, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
No doubt.
So, yeah, I think basically a content boycott or an interview boycott of NBC and MSNBC by Republicans is absolutely the appropriate response to this. If the RNC chair is too toxic for NBC, Republicans are too toxic for NBC.
I don't disagree with that. I don't think there's very much to gain. And I would say for anybody out there, if you're not recording a full interview that you do with media or doing it live, then I think you're asking for yourself to be mischaracterized and misconstrued by them because they're enemies of the party and they're enemies of free and fair elections, in my opinion. Hillsdale College, well-established school in Michigan, known for their remarkable work in explaining and defending our freedoms. Since their founding 175 years ago, they've been dedicated to providing their students with a classic liberal arts education. It would be enough to produce one excellent graduating class after another. They do that every year, but they also want to do more, which is why they have free online videos. There are lots online. Again, all free. You can choose. Newest course about the value of our citizenship. It's called American Citizenship and Its Decline, being taught by historian Victor Davis Hanson. Course traces the history of citizenship and explains how it's undermined in America today by open borders, identity politics, the administrative state, and globalization. It's free. All you need to do is go to clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. Clay and Buck for Hillsdale.com.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
I wanted to take a moment here for a little Florida victory lap. And it's not just because I live in the state of Florida, which I do because of the great things that have been happening here in the last few years, but also because I think it's so important to see that at the state level, governance matters a whole heck of a lot. And also, there are things that can be done in a lot of the other red states, in particular, that I think still should be done. You know, there's a lot of work left to do. First off, Governor Ron DeSantis has had Disney essentially just cave with all the lawsuits. So it's all that Disney stuff. People said, oh, Disney's going to come back and they're going to sue and it's going to be a huge problem. That's effectively over. And I think people are viewing this as a DeSantis victory because he did some things as governor. Disney said they're going to sue. And then they kind of realized, we're not either not worth it or not going to get our way. But either way, they've dropped the lawsuits. There's also a bill that he signed. And Clay, I'm sure you saw this. Social media companies have to comply with the, I think it's called the COPPA, which is about children online protection effectively. I think you have to get parental permission if you're going to have a social media account and you're not yet 16 in Florida. I think that was what the bill says. I might need to check that one in terms of the specifics, but he signed that. Congressional maps, those have been upheld in a federal court, another win. But the one that I thought was the most interesting, some of you may have seen, there's been some stories recently, one notably out in Long Island, where you have squatters who take over a building or, you know, a home, a private home. And in some of these blue states, have you heard this from friends before, by the way? You live in a red state, so you haven't,
I don't have to worry about any of this, but yes.
You haven't really, like in Tennessee, I'm pretty sure it's like, here's my deed, here's my shotgun, get out of my house. Like, it's a very different thing. In New York, in California, Massachusetts, these states have incredibly, they call them tenant-friendly, but it's also squatter-friendly laws. It is very hard to evict people. So much so that you, and that's, you know, they can just stop paying rent. I think, you know, I've lived in a lot of places in New York City. Landlords have told me before that if you stop paying rent, it'll cost something like 40 or 50 grand in legal fees and like 6 to 9 months minimum to actually get you out. So if you just decide in New York City you're not going to pay rent, it's going to cost somebody tens of thousands of dollars and probably about a year before they can have you locks changed and you are removed by, you know, law enforcement. DeSantis in Florida has seen these stories. He's like, well, let's make sure none of that nonsense happens here in Florida. This is cut three. I think he was on Sean's show or Jesse's show last night, whichever one of the two. It's cut three. Play it.
What New York does, what California does, Florida will do the opposite. And so the squatter scam ends today with our legislation. And it's important because, Sean, you know, now being a Florida resident, we've got people that will be here for 7 months of the year. And then they'll go to Michigan, right, or New York or even Canada. So what? You come back after the summer and someone's in your house and then they just get to stay there for 6 months. Now in Florida, you fill out a form, sheriff comes, and the sheriff kicks them out of your property.
I mean, it's just the fact that this isn't the law in every state, I think, is mind-blowing to a lot of people. But once you've dealt, I have a friend who owns real estate in D.C., Clay, and he said, he went through this exact thing. Guy broke in, got utilities, broke into a house that was owned but not currently lived in, got utilities in his name because he knew it was like a professional squatter situation. A year he lived there rent-free before they could kick him out.
I didn't even know a lot of these stories existed, and obviously they're getting publicized now. And it makes me, as a lawyer, want to know the history of why laws like these ever came to exist.
I think it's the origins of this have to do with land. I mean, if you really go back, it has to do with land use in the earliest days of our republic, and even back when we were colonies, of like the front. Basically, if you had
the frontier expanding.
If you had improved and tilled the land, you know, and you'd been in a place that had not yet been incorporated as a state or a territory, someone couldn't just show up and say, oh, well, in some other city, I got sold this land. It's mine now. I think that's kind of where some of the squatters' rights comes from, but I'd have to go back and scope it out a little
bit. That may be true. That's crazy if it hasn't ever been updated, because that would make sense. In a historical context, for instance, the Oklahoma Sooners, right? The Sooner nickname is for people who got to the land before they were maybe technically allowed to do so from a homesteading perspective. I think back in 1862 when we passed the Homestead Act, but most of these places would have been well settled by the time that the Homestead Act was underway, right?
Can I just say, your main man, the Buckster over here, kind of nailed it. I had to go back in the memory banks, but it was, Ohio River Valley, 1760s. They started calling them squatters. This is just according to the Wikipedia on this one, but
yeah.
Call them squatters for people who showed up and they cleared and improved the land, but had no official title to it. And, you know, this was a big thing. The great Davy Crockett was involved in trying to get land, a big land bill passed that dealt with this issue. But that's where it comes from. But somehow that's translated to, if you move into someone's house, change the locks and get the utilities in your name in a Democrat precinct, you can stay for months, maybe years.
Yeah, and look, New York City was well settled by the time all this is taking place, right? So I understand it for some of the western states, and remember, historically, a state like Michigan would be considered the West. Tennessee, where I live, would have been considered the West. It was a western theater during the Civil War. But it's crazy to me that these still exist. What I do think it brings home is no one is better. No one is better in the country right now than recognizing a problem and providing a solution than Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on any statewide level. No one. Now, I think Greg Abbott has done a really good job with the border in Texas, dealing with, frankly, an intractable problem. But in terms of actually seeing problem, addressing problem, fixing problem, nobody's been better than DeSantis. And this Disney story to me is a big one, Buck, because all the left-wing outlets said, oh, Disney outsmarted DeSantis. And this kind of gets into the nitty-gritty of sort of administrative law. They tried to pass, effectively, Disney did, a kind of under-the-radar plan right before DeSantis replaced all the people sitting on this development group. And basically, Disney just threw up the white flag and said, you know what? We were wrong. We're acknowledging that DeSantis had the authority to do what he did, and now we're submitting ourselves to their authority. It's a total win.
And I think it was the Babylon Bee had one of their spoof headlines, DeSantis expelled from the Republican Party for getting too many things done.
And then DeSantis shared it, which is great. Yes.
Well, look, he's still showing we need excellent governors, and he's showing how to get it done in Florida. I think Governor Stitt out in Oklahoma is a really excellent red state governor. I mean, there are a number of governors who are just doing sensible things. You know, they do things. Sometimes it's so sensible that you have to say to yourself, like in this case with the squatting, that wasn't already the law.
Yeah, and it's a great point. On Florida, you well know this. It gets really hot in the summer, and a lot of people who live in Florida are not full-time Florida residents. So of all states that would be concerned about this, you really might leave Florida for 4 or 5 months. Same thing, by the way, when it's cold in the winter.
How's your Tennessee governor? I don't want to get you banned from the mansion or anything, but I don't hear much about him.
I like Governor Lee. Look, I think in general, and his term is up in 26, so he's a second term guy. Marsha Blackburn's going to win by 20 some odd points in November. I'm not even sure who's running against her. Bill Hagerty is super. These are the two, the statewide people, the Senator Hagerty and Senator Blackburn. I think they're doing a good job. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens in 26. There'll be a lot of people that are putting their hats in the ring, so to speak.
Because as you well know, especially relative to previous inflows and population size, the big three beneficiaries of red state, or rather red, immigration, if you will, or, intrastate movement are Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. So Tennessee clearly has some good stuff going on as well, because people are leaving New England, New York, New Jersey, California, and moving to Tennessee.
I would say this. What all three of those states have in common? No state income tax. You are finding out now as a Florida resident, how much better is not having to worry about state income tax just for you and what you do now?
Well, the savings are incredible relative to New York City. And just also the notion that you don't have to file state and local income tax returns.
Yeah, it's way better.
It's just such an absurd hassle. And this is why, outflow, unfortunately, for those states, I think is just going to continue. 800-282-2882. We'll take some of your calls coming up here in just a moment. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation continually delivers on its promise to do good and never forget 9/11. They focus on national heroes and the sacrifices they make. Heroes like U.S. Army Specialist James Donaldson. Donaldson suffered a terrible injury when he was hit by an IED in Iraq, losing his legs. Tunnel to Towers provided him with a mortgage-free, specially adapted smart home. These smart homes make it easier to live independently, which makes a difference physically and emotionally. Your donations made that possible. Since 9/11, Tunnel to Towers has been committed to supporting America's heroes and their families, all while making sure America keeps its solemn promise to never forget 9/11 or the service members who have given their lives for this country. It's an incredibly important thing that is being done by Tunnel to Towers on a regular basis. And Tunnel to Towers, I can tell you already, has stepped in because of the fatal shooting of Jonathan Diller, and they are providing his family with assistance and with a mortgage-free home. So this isn't something that's just, you know, conversational, historical. This is in the now. They're doing things right now. That officer's family, think about the trauma that they are going through. Think about what's been done to his family, his friends, his community, and Tunnel to Towers is stepping in, using your dollars to help Officer Diller's family. And that just happened a few days ago. That's how important the work is that they're doing. When they are needed most, they are there, and Tunnel to Towers takes action. T2T.org is the website. Clay and I both donate every month. Please join us. T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar you give goes directly to their programs.
Sometimes all you can do is laugh. And they do a lot of it with the Sunday Hang. Join Clay and Buck as they laugh it up in the Clay and Buck podcast feed on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. A bunch of you with feedback so far on the show. Buck's going to hit some on email. I will take some of your calls here. Tom in Tampa, what you got for us?
Yeah, to hitchhike on what you're saying, Clay, about Governor DeSantis spotting a problem and then dealing with the problem, all right? I'm a Florida homeowner, 36 years. Taxpaying resident, I can tell you categorically, Ron DeSantis, greatest governor we ever had here for the reason you're talking about. And here's a specific example. Hurricane Ian takes out the Sanibel Island Bridge. Everyone in the media down here was saying months and months, years before that bridge gets rebuilt. All right, DeSantis went in, he told the National Guard, he told the contractors, you guys don't get it. We're going to pay escalator amounts. You guys are going to get that thing rebuilt. And that thing was up, I believe, in about 2 weeks.
You're right.
It was back open. Now, you go over to Chesapeake Island Bay, that bridge, the feds, I will bet you guys dinner down here at Burns, the feds won't have that thing rebuilt in a year, and I'll pay up if I'm wrong.
The bridge in Baltimore? Oh,
yeah,
thank you for the call. That bridge is going to take like 10 years. It's going to be
totally
a long
agree
time until that
caller.
Thing's back.
It's going to take way more time, and oh, gosh, I mean, the budget and everything they're going to have with that. Look, I'm just glad we all know Trump is the nominee, and the Republican Party is united behind Trump. And so everybody can go back to admitting that Ron DeSantis is a fantastic governor. Yay! Look at that. No one has to feel like they don't like him just because he's, you know, challenging the king. He can go back to being the prince of Florida and doing a very good job at it. So that's a good thing.
Joe in New York City, you got a squatter story for us.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Buck, I'm a fellow Jesuit alum, Fordham Prep.
Oh, Fordham. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. You guys used to throw us around the sports fields a little bit, but we appreciate you, Fordham boys.
Well, you and I both escaped the Jesuits. I'll say that. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Okay, here's the story. I have a relative who moved in with another relative, an elderly person, just kind of started crashing there. The elderly relative part wasn't even aware, really. After 30 days, we couldn't get the person out. I went to a lawyer. The lawyer says, nope, you got to go through the courts. And this happens a lot. I have a basement apartment. I will not rent it because I'm in New York, and I'm afraid once 30 days comes, the person will stop paying rent. And for 2 years, I'm out rent, and I have somebody living in my house.
This has happened to people that I know. I have a friend of the family.
It can happen for roommates?
A friend of the family in Queens has a home, and she rents. And, you know, basement apartment makes it sound like,
yeah.
No, it's like a ground level because there are stairs up to what's kind of the first floor of the rest of the house. So it's a ground level apartment, but we call it a basement apartment. And, he just stopped paying. It took like a year to get rid of the guy. And, you know, and
thousands
now you're seeing
thousands of dollars in legal fees.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that probably cost, this friend of the family, I don't know, 30, 40 grand, the whole thing, easily. And it's, you know, it's really easy to do. If you, to the point the caller's making, Clay, if you just decide to go rogue, and I shouldn't even say that because you're totally within your rights, but legally you're going rogue. If you change the locks, if you turn off the heat or hot water, you generally pay triple the rent in damages for every day. So you change that. Let's say the rent is $2,000 a month. You change for 30 days. That person, you know, doesn't have heat and hot water and they go to court. Even if they're a squatter paying no rent, you're writing them a check for $6,000.
I don't understand how the law ever got this way in some of these
jurisdictions. It's insane, right?
It's
insane.
Makes you not want to be a renter at all. I mean, renting to people. Gene in Ohio, by the way. Gene, what you got?
This call is for Clay. I heard you talking yesterday about your kidney stone, and my husband has had many of them, and he finally got sent to a urologist, and he was told to give up caffeine and calcium. Now, he drinks decaf coffee or decaf tea, but he has not given up chocolate.
Thank you for the call.
I should give up chocolate. Honestly, I would lose 10 pounds if I just stopped eating chocolate over the course of like 6 months. I love chocolate though, Clay, and I can't give up caffeine. It's my only vice.
Fuck, I will tell you that. No, thanks for everybody who has reached out about these kidney stones. If you have ever had a kidney stone, it's like you're in a awful fraternity that you never wanted to be a member of. But the amount of pain, you said your dad had them, right?
I was going to say, next time you see Papa Speed, you got to give him a hug and be like, kidney stone fraternity, man. It's brutal. It's brutal.
Oh, I mean, it is. The pain from kidney stones is unlike anything I've ever experienced before. And to the point the caller made, I would give up anything if you told me I'd never get another one.
Worse than a Vols loss?
Yes, even worse.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.